Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now let's find out what's going on. Joining us are Bruce Castle, who is director of the Escanaba City Band, Andrea Sullivan, business manager of the band, and Amy Chown, who's a French horn player, but also apparently the historian of the band, as we are now going to be talking about, Amy?
The centennial season of the Escanaba City Band.
Have you been there that long, Bruce?
100 years.
I haven't.
Feels like it.
Sometimes it does feel like it, but no. It's
100 years. Congratulations.
100 years. It's pretty amazing that something like that could be a part of our city for 100 years straight, organized as it is. And just think about all the things that the city's gone through in the last 100 years, and the Escanaba City Band has been there right with it. It's pretty amazing.
It's a good promotional part of the community, as well as
certainly
a good celebration.
It shows our community is always working on ways to improve itself, and the City Band is part of our community that's always been a part of it, and we're always looking for ways to make it better and contribute to the community.
Amy, how did you find out that it was the 100th anniversary?
Well, I do social media posts for the band on Facebook as a way to promote the band and all of the things that we do throughout the year. I think a lot of people know us for playing concerts in the park in the summertime. But the band is present at so many events and activities throughout the year. And so I went to the Escanaba.org website because I was just looking for some information about the band to see, geez, do they have anything on the website about us? And I stumbled across a page deep in the website that had the date 1924 and realized that we were upon something pretty special that that we needed to get our arms around to really celebrate not only our history and our heritage, but the integral role that we continue to play in this community. As Bruce said, how much of the community has changed, but the Escanaba City Band has been one of the constants that has really made this community special. Having a local civic organization like the band that we have is not something that you typically see in every town across America. We are very fortunate to have the rich cultural organizations that we have in this town that really bring music to become such a centerpiece in Ludington Park, in downtown Escanaba, at the Honor Flight arrivals back at the airport.
Tree lighting.
Tree lighting, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You dug even deeper and actually found the birth date.
Well, thanks to a conversation I was having with the leaders at the Escanaba Daily Press, I know because of my background, I spent many, many years working
for a small newspaper down in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Exactly, right. So I worked for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for many years and know that newspapers tend to be the historical record for communities. So I sought them out not only to get archival information, but to invite them to be part of the celebration. And through their archives, they pulled up an article with the dateline of Tuesday, March 18th, 1924, which it was a pretty exciting moment because that was the date what is now the Escanaba City Band had their first organizational meeting at City Hall with a gentleman named Joseph H. Greenfield, who was the first conductor of the band.
I'm sure, Andrea, you did not write that press release, right?
No, I did not. No.
Because you usually do that every week.
Correct.
With what's going on in the band. So obviously getting that to the paper is important. Now you can see why.
Yes,
when you do this. So Amy, you want to read that article? Because it's just a short article.
Sure.
On how you know that this is the first.
The headline reads, New City Band to meet Wednesday to plan its activity. Members of the Escanaba City Band who already have signed their names to the agreement organizing the body or who expect to do so will meet Wednesday night at 7:30 at the City Hall with Joseph H. Greenfield, who will be the conductor. Mr. Greenfield returned last week from a visit to his old home in England and is ready to begin the season's work. He is a widely known director and music teacher whose talents and ability are recognized throughout the country, and associated with him in the band is a group of some of Escanaba's best musicians. The band will host regular rehearsals with frequent public appearances throughout the summer.
And that was the very beginning, Bruce. Mm-hmm.
That's where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
You now direct the band. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be able to do that 100 years later?
It's...
What's funny, Andrea?
It's an honor, really, to be a part of this institution that's been here for so long, that's been a part of our town's life. And it's my turn now. Another couple years, it'll be someone else's turn, but it's something that will always be a part of Escanaba.
What is your goal for the band each year when you take up the baton?
To meet the needs of the town, entertainment-wise. And for the musicians, we have a lot of people that just have played when they were in high school, and now that they're adults, they have an instrument, they still know how to play it, and they look for an outlet to play it. So this is where they can come and play and be a part of this institution and entertain the city of Escanaba.
The article said that joining the band were some of Escanaba's finest musicians, and you have that even today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we have many outstanding musicians in this town. It's a very musical town. That's one of our main parts of our heritage is music. It's always been here. It's always been a part of us. And we don't have people that just sit around. They have an instrument. They want to play. So there are plenty of opportunities to play in town.
Mm-hmm.
And the city band is just one of them.
This is the latest in a long line of names that are probably familiar to so many people in Escanaba through its history. Following Greenfield as the conductor, then came a gentleman named Frank Karras, and the band shell down at Ludington Park was named in honor of him. And following him, Charles Johnson, Albert Shomento, Paul Cowan, not John Chown, but Paul Cowan, Cecil Collins, Chet Merrier, Gene Cote, Pat Henderson, and then Bruce, you picked up the baton after
right.
Pat, correct?
After Pat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I joke about John Chown. You know, he is the reason that I took on the role of being the chairman for the anniversary. He's sitting right over there. He is the oldest member of our band, 93 years old. Our band members range in age from 18 to 93, and we all come from different backgrounds, but we all play with a common purpose, and that is because we love music. We know that music brings a community together and contributes to our community's quality of life. So I'm doing the volunteer work to pull together some special things that are going to make it a really spectacular season. And I'm doing it to honor my dad, who is 93 in the trumpet section and has been part of Escanaba's musical community since 1959. So this is his 65th year.
So you were my band director in high school.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
So I see Andrew over there.
So when I sat next to you in the trumpet section of the city band, it was very unnerving. Because I was waiting for the comments about my playing ability. But you were very kind. You were obviously very kind. So, first of all, what's it like to still be playing trumpet?
I think it's fantastic. I take it out at home quite often. Mm-hmm. And, you know, both for North and the dog allows.
Dogs aren't impressed.
Yeah. But I look forward to the city band practices come. I look forward to the concerts. I look forward to everything, even the parades. So. Mm-hmm. It's just part of my life, and it's part of a lot of social life, listening to the band.
Why is this 100 year now important?
I think it's just for a town of Escanaba size to have a band that's been active for all these years, and here we are still active and strong as ever, probably getting stronger.
Yeah.
And hopefully going for another 100 years.
That would be great.
I won't be here then, but
I won't be here either.
Well, Andrea, you have been with the band for a long time, since high school, right?
Correct. I've been 55 years.
Wow. Half.
half the life of the band.
That's just amazing.
So why the band? What's been interesting about it for you?
What's been interesting about it for me? Just to play for the people, see the reaction of the people in the audience, and watch the kids dance and stuff like that. It's just fun. It's a fun time.
You took over then as general manager when?
1990. I had to call up and find out when Ray Richards passed away, because he was the general band manager, and then I took over when he passed, which was 1990.
Okay. You keep everybody in line?
I try to.
Yeah. of what's going on and different things
exactly.
like that, right?
Yep.
So how has that been for you over the years? What do you think of the band?
I think it's great. I'm very challenged with Mr. Castle batoning.
Directing, yeah.
Directing, because I guess I was used to Pat Henderson all those years, where we just had the same old kind of thing. You know, every 3-4 years we repeat and stuff like that. So it's been very challenging for me to be in the band. But
Bruce, you like to challenge the players.
I do.
Oh, yes.
I do. Sometimes the results aren't what I want, but it's great to challenge them. They've got to be challenged, or, you know.
We get in a rut.
It's part of life. You have to keep going forward. You can't just stop and do the same thing over and over again. That's insanity.
And part of it, too, is getting your audience there as well.
Right.
And enjoying it.
Right. You can tell some people react to different types of music differently. Whenever we play swing tunes, we got a couple that's out there dancing their tails off. They're really good at it, but they just come down every Wednesday for the city band so they can dance.
Polkas are always
a
favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, we have such a extensive calendar of events this year for the anniversary that Bruce will have lots of opportunities to have a variety of music, because we're going to be extremely active.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I hadn't played my horn for 18 years after college, and I often joke that I still sound like it. But, Andrea, I know that you've been playing since high school. I was talked into joining, and it's been great because, Bruce, sometimes after a long day at work, going to practice is like the last thing that you want to do. But when you come out of practice, you feel so much better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why does music do that?
It takes your mind off of what you've been through all day, and you can just kind of put that off to the side and just let yourself chill out with some music and just kind of end your day on a positive note.
Yeah, and have fun. Well, I will tell you that my dad is consistently trying to recruit former band students to join the organization. And has always asking, do you still have your instrument?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Would you like to start playing again? And I think that some people look at him like, I would really like to, but am I good enough? Would I really like to? And I think we're constantly encouraging newcomers. Craig, actually, you had a really important role in a recruitment of a key active member of our band when he moved
to
town.
Actually two, because I got one and that person got the other.
Thank you.
And they're both pastors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mark and Lily.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what a great way to get involved in a new community that you come to.
Mm-hmm.
And those
Mike and Lily.
Yeah, and Mike and
Mark.
Mike Markwell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And Pastor Lily, I mean, from Bethany. Mm-hmm. What a great way to get involved in the community and get to meet people is through music. Mm-hmm. So I guess I would say if anybody would
want
to explore.
There is a wide variety of people in the band.
There's a wide variety of ability, too. And, you know, people shouldn't worry that they're not going to be good enough. I mean, all the people in the band have different varieties of abilities. And when they come for the first time, it might take a while to remember some of the fingerings and to get, you know, the embouchure back in shape. But you're still welcome to join us and be a part of it.
What year did you graduate from high school, Andrea?
1966.
So how has the city band changed, if at all, over those years?
Uniform-wise, we have.
Well, that's true.
They used to be hot.
Yeah.
Wool.
I don't know. Well, we've changed rehearsal places. We've changed different places, what we've been doing, what we've been playing. Just
the type of music?
The type of music, correct. So I've been
are
through...
We getting, isn't one of the change that we're actually becoming more of a year-round organization and doing more and more things?
It seems to be going that way. Yeah.
That would be great, actually.
Yeah, it would be.
Jack, how has the band changed over the years that you've been involved
with number it? One, I think their talent... We have lots and lots of talent in Escanaba, and we have... trying to recruit anything that anybody wants to play in the band. And consequently, we've had some really, really good people. We still have some good people, and that band has really improved, and we got all kinds of music that which everybody would like with our band concerts.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, it is tough playing one practice and then doing a concert. So how do you strive to get that quality of performance?
Well, we don't do new music every Wednesday or every Monday for rehearsal. So we always do things that we've done before, because you know, you can't just learn a completely new set of music for a concert every week. So some of the things that we do is music that we know, but we're always getting new music to play as well. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, music to go along with the times, maybe newer movie themes or pop tunes or whatever, but it does change.
My favorite tradition, if you guess what we want to call it, that is on the 4th of July when we play that melody of military tunes.
Oh my God,
and have
yeah.
everybody stand up in the audience from that area. So that to me is, I would look forward to that.
That's
every
special.
Single
that,
year.
That yeah. is.
And it being a good song too helps.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's a really good arrangement.
Yeah. So, Amy, you have a list of other activities. We're going to certainly go over them through the year, but you just want to touch on some that the band might be celebrating their 100th anniversary with.
Sure. So,
obviously, the 19th is the birth date.
It is the birth date, and that's an important moment that really kind of kicks off a centennial season. So, our first concert comes in June, so we really strike up the band after rehearsals begin in May, where we will be down at the park. Before we go to the park, we start with our annual ice cream social at the Escanaba Public Library on June 12th. And then, of course, we partner with the Elks Club for Flag Day on June 14th. And then our first official concert of the year is June 19th. And I'm not going to spill any beans with the interview now, but we have some really exciting treats with each of our concerts this summer that will make them even more exciting and interesting and special. And those concerts will continue all summer long. I do want to make sure that people know that there is going to be a very important community celebration and reception with our concert on Wednesday, July 24th. That's when we will celebrate officially our anniversary. We will celebrate the city band, and we will have a reception for everybody to mingle with members of the band. The mayor of Escanaba will be there with us with an official proclamation to honor the band.
And he's been in the band in the past. Yep.
Yeah, and it's going to be really, really special. And I do want to make a small plug, because it's my job as the
historian.
Well, as the chairman.
Chairman of the committee. Okay.
That we are looking for sponsors and donors to help offset the out-of-pocket costs that are associated with the celebration that go above and beyond what the city of Escanaba provides to us, which is generous and so critical to the band. But there are many things that we want to do to celebrate this event that do have out-of-pocket costs. So if any organization or business or philanthropist would like to do something to really honor something so important as the Escanaba City Band, I would encourage them to reach out to me.
Happy anniversary, happy 100 years of the Escanaba City Band. Bruce Castle is the director of the Escanaba City Band. Andrea Sullivan is the business manager. Amy Chown is the chair of, do you have a name for the committee?
The Centennial Celebration Season.
There you go. And John Chown, he said he wasn't going to say anything, but I'm glad he did along as well. Thank you so much, and good luck with the year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.